Which reminds me, apologetically, that he giraffes best to giraffes last. Is that awful? Oh, I'm sorry. But it's here. Anyway, this gentleman has succeeded in restoring voice to one of these creatures, and I now take great pleasure in presenting to you Professor Patrick Dennis O. Schmaltzmeyer and his pet giraffe, Lena.
Thank you, Mr. Holloway, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Is this Lena here with you?
Oh, yes, yes. This is my little Lena. Isn't she sweet?
Best-looking giraffe I've seen this evening. Tell me, Professor, how were you able to teach Lena to make sounds?
Well, I was in Africa making research work for the University of Hummermachersmachhausen. I said to myself, Professor, I always call myself Professor.
Oh, yes, yes.
I said, Professor, how is it that a giraffe can make sounds like the chickens or the cows or the sheep?
Mm.
So I captured a giraffe pup. And after years and years of work, I was successful in making it speak.
Now, hold everything, Professor. I'd have believed you if you'd said that Lena could make sounds, but actually speaking, well, don't you think that's going a bit too far?
Is that so? Now, listen here, Mr. Weisgeiser. My Lena can speak, and I will prove it to you.
Does she speak English?
Perfect English, just like I'm speaking myself.
Okay, have her dash off a bit of a sample.
No, quiet, please. Yeah, come, Lena. Come, yeah, Lena, speak on your spinach. Lena, come here, say something.
Looks like Lena's blown up on her lines.
Oh, she's just a little bit embarrassed. All these people out here, you know. Come here, Lena, speak on the gifts Alvalva. Speak. Lena, du Dummkopf, ich schlage dir den Kopf mit der Schwarzhaarlevel, ja. Now, for the last time, say something. Und I knock out from the stuffings out mit Spieg, I say. Lena, for heaven's sake, say something.
You are listening to the Lipton Stage here, where he coming to you over the Columbia Donnelly Broadcasting System.
Patrick O'Malley Sweeten and the orchestra playing. If you knew Susie like I know Susie.
Been a wonderful evening, John. I've always wanted an engagement ring like this. Oh, my, how it sparkles.
Oh, it matches the sparkle of happiness in your eyes, Dolly.
Oh, Father is in his study now. This would be a good time to have a talk with him, John.
Yeah, but I feel so nervous.
Nonsense, dear. Dad is a gruff old bear sometimes, but at heart, he's really a dear.
Sometimes a bear and sometimes a deer. Must be his animal instinct.
Just wait right a moment. I'll slip in and see what he's doing.
Okay.
Now you have a good chance, John. He's sitting in his den figuring something. Yeah. The table is all covered with sheets of figures. They seem to be irritating him. He's torn up about four of them. But go ahead in anyway. Never mind those guns on the wall.
Hmm. Come in.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Flannelbottom.
Oh, yes. Good evening, young man.
I wanted to tell you, Mr. Flannelbottom, Ethel and I are...
Well, out with it, young man. Do you wish to marry my daughter? What?
No, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, I sort of suspected that. After all, every young man should get married at the proper time. Do you drink?
Yes, sir, but let's get this other thing settled first.
Do you gamble or play the races?
No, sir.
Have any bad habits?
No, sir.
Now, tell me the truth. Ever been in jail?
Oh, no, sir.
Well, you seem to be just the model son-in-law I've been looking for.
Thank you, sir. I love Ethel very dearly, Mr. Flannelbottom, but really, I haven't a lot of money saved up yet.
Well, that can be taken care of, I think. Of course, I'd expect you and Ethel to make your home here with me.
Oh, that would be wonderful, Mr. Flat. Oh, yes, sir.
Now, just one more thing, young man. And this is important. What is your line of business activity?
Well, my hobby is inventing puzzles. I'm the man who worked out all the questions on your income tax blank.
Oh-ho! At last!
Friends, we should be truly grateful for the universal popularity that has made fine tea the most economical beverage next to water. Lipton's yellow label black tea and Lipton's green label Japan tea are the most widely sold teas in the world because they're grown, selected, and cured with the utmost care, and after arriving in this country, are carefully blended and packed under expert Lipton supervision. That's why Lipton's tea is always the same wherever you buy it. And in strength and full-bodied flavor, Lipton's quality stands unmatched. Yet, my thrifty neighbors, Lipton's tea costs you no more. That's all right. Last week, we had on the Jamboree a remark that was made that evidently offended some of our friends up in the Intermountain Empire. And I'm being a little extemporaneous right now. We received a letter from this gentleman who dares me to read it. And here we go. It's from Spokane. In order not to be rude, I was forced to listen in on your Blue Monday Jamboree broadcast on Monday, March 3rd, and heard your greetings to the Inland Empire of the Pacific Northwest with its 365 rainy days a year. That's in quotes. Apparently, you're not well acquainted with this territory, and while I'd possibly do better to ignore your ignorance, I'm going to take this opportunity to enlighten you somewhat. First, the Inland Empire of the Pacific Northwest does not have 365 rainy days a year. Second, that the Inland Empire has fewer rainy days than your beloved California, whose climate you so grossly exaggerate. Third, that the Inland Empire boasts of more sunny days during the winter months than your beloved overrated California does the entire year. Fourth, that the entire year's precipitation of the Inland Empire is not more than your again overrated California. Fifth, that in the past 10 days I've talked to at least a dozen Spokaneites who have returned to Spokane from California explaining that they wanted to enjoy a few days of good weather. Sixth, that I've personally visited California on several occasions and have seen more rain fall in 1 hour there than I've ever seen fall in the Inland Empire in any 12 hours. Now put that in your pipe and smoke it, and I dare you to read this letter over your next broadcast, and don't forget to leave out the wisecracking. Yours very truly, R.J. Siegel. And I'm turning this over to the Chamber of Commerce right now. Well, it's a lot of fun anyway. Well, Senor Gallerini, who was so well received in the Lipton's Tea Jamboree of several weeks ago, returns again this evening and puts his stomach pump through the paces of the Second Hungarian Rhapsody.
Dear sir, oh gosh, good gee to goodness, I bet you're glad to see us again. I bet you hope, I think I do too. Oh gosh, there I go, gee whiz.
Well, my good old friend Otto Glug, is your wife with you tonight?
Yeah, yes. Come on, Doncon, yes, speak up.
Yeah, she's here.
Yeah, we've been giving our children lessons in French. I bet you, I hope, I think I do too.
Lessons in French, well, I'm glad to hear that. Can you say anything in French?
Oh, sure. Say something in the native tongue of the Burgoosi, Gonky. Go on.
All right. wee-wee.
What?
Wee-wee.
What does that mean?
That means yeah.
Does, huh? Do you know any more?
Oh, sure. quack, quack.
Quack, quack. What does that mean?
Duck.
Is that all you know? Just wee-wee and quack-quack?
No. We can say parlez-vous français.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Il était très bien, monsieur.
What?
Il était très bien, monsieur.
What does that mean?
Well, we don't know, but it sounds good when you're out in society, it does.
What do you think of French, Mrs. Glug?
He's pretty good, but George has got him licked on the clarinet.
Yeah, we sure. We got a song that's good, I bet you.
That's yours.
Yeah, that's mine. I got
throwing Glug on you here.
Yeah. We got a good song. Now, honest, we have Mr. Hollyway. We do, too, I'll bet you, by golly. Song.
A song?
Yes. Do you want us to tear right into
it? Yeah, go ahead. What's the name of it?
It's Barcaroli from the Tales of some dope named Kaufman. I don't know.
Barcaroli from the Tales of Hoffman. Mr. and Mrs. Otto Glug.